Many creative types in the Bay Area, from writers to radio producers, performers and artists, are managing multiple jobs to feed themselves these days. It's a struggle for many, but for some, wearing different hats isn't a matter of survival. It's actually a way of being. Mark Bamudi Joseph is one such man. He's a poet, a scholar, a dancer, an educator, a director, and a performer. He helped found Youth Speaks and the Living Word Festival. And he's the new performing arts director of Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. KALW's Erica Mu sat down with Joseph on the stage at the Novellas Theater to learn more about the aesthetic future of the San Francisco Arts Institution.
So, you know, we're sitting on the stage here, and I'm curious, you know, you're the new performing arts director for the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. Who do you envision as on this stage? Who do you envision as in the audience, and where are you?
You know, I think that art is a conduit for social transformation. That art is an instrument for the making of culture. And I don't think that culture happens in a vacuum, and I don't think that it happens in any kind of homogeneous way. I think that's the preservation of cultural and demographic ethic. But I think culture happens in the mashup. And so we'll have Vijay Iyer here, the jazz pianist, and Daniel Bernard Romain here working with The Twins, which is a hip hop crew from Paris, right? So all these things are welcome. All these faces of our humanity are welcome. All exploring, I think, the core of our humanity, life, death, birth, love, hatred, austerity. You know, these are things that impact us all, no matter what your politics are, no matter what your aesthetic inclinations are. And that's what I want this building to be, because that's what the San Francisco Bay Area is. That's who we are. We are high culture, low art, outside and inside, margin and core. And that's the kind of performance and ethic and family that I want to grow here at Yerba Buena Center. Totally shifting, really divergent, always exciting, and accessed to something higher, given room to grow.
And what is something higher? What does that mean?
All our brand, as far as performance goes, really, I think, stretches to the outer limits, I think, of what we conceive of and consider to be high art. I believe in shifting canonical points of reference that, you know, and I talk about this because I realized going home not so long ago, you know, listening to Pandora, that growing up as a, you know, as a kid born in 1975 in New York, the best writers in my life were all MCs. You know, I read F. Scott Fitzgerald or Dostoevsky or Shakespeare or, you know, whoever. I read all the people that I guess you're supposed to read. But I listened to Black Thought and Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One and Chuck D. Those were the writers that I aspired to write, you know, to write like and sound like. That hasn't precluded me at all or in any way from reading Junot Diaz or Daniel Alarcón or Edwidge Danticat or, you know, some of the great writers of today. I'm just shaped a little bit differently. And so it's that variation in shape that I want to honor. The different things that we read, the different music, the various publics that we're all accountable to. I want to continue to make ways through performance for those different publics, those different canonical points of reference to find home here.
That's Mark Bamudi Joseph, the new performing arts director for the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. I'm Erica Mu, and this is Cross Currents. You know, it's interesting that you said that the brand is about artistic excellence and that at the same time you're trying to reach the outer limits. What is going to change for the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts? You know, what are you hoping will change?
You know, I would like Yerba Buena to move from presenting risk takers, which we do successfully, to also being the site of the risk. So I mentioned the program with, you know, the twins and Vijay Iyer and Daniel Bernard Romain. We're calling that night Classic Hip Hop. And we're inviting the Footwork Kings from Chicago, Lil Buck, who's a juke dancer from Memphis, some turf dancers, the Turf Fiends from the Bay Area, and Jogjo Ba, which is a hip hop dance crew from Jakarta in Indonesia. We're inviting them all here to perform works to recorded music, but then to collaborate with these classical or classically trained and classically based musicians to demonstrate the same movement vocabulary to the works of Stravinsky and Bach and Beethoven with Coltrane and Davis inflections, right? So really dynamic artists that are pulled together to try something different, to be the site of the risk. There's an evening that we're planning for June of 2013 called Respond React, where we bring five artists in from around the world, and they each are given the front page of five major newspapers, New York Times, LA Times, Le Monde, Daily Telegraph, etc., and then given a week to create something based on the front page of these five global newspapers. That's the kind of ethic that I want to instigate here. Not only the polished and complete and sweet and sublime, but also the messy, the risky, the adventurous. And I want an audience that responds to that and artists that are hungry for that.
That's Mark Bamuti Joseph, the Performing Arts Director for the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. This is Cross Currents. I'm Erica Mu. Now, you're also a curator. That's what it says on your office door. And I'm wondering if you have to curate art that is good.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Who knows? You know, it's totally subjective. But for me, I'm inclined towards art that sweats and bleeds and cries. I'd like to think that I'm a smart guy, but I don't like art that's just in the head. I want art that pulls me by the hips, that hits me in the heart. And I don't just think in terms of good art. I think in terms of growth opportunities within arts experiences. So I really look at the entire experience. Who's in the room? Who's invited? Who feels safe? Who feels threatened? Is there risk happening? Do I get a sense of, emotional fluctuation? Are the artists writing and moving towards the break? Are we responding to the critical issues of our time? Are we writing in the verse of our times? You know, these are kind of the composite things, you know, that you might put together to create some kind of rubric, but I don't think that there's a checklist. I think that everybody responds to different stimulation in different ways. So for me, then, it always goes back to animal intelligence, right? Like, what strikes me at my marrow, at my core, you know, am I emotionally moved or intellectually or spiritually or politically move to the left or to the right? If I'm able to come to a performance and feel nothing about it, that to me is an unsuccessful artistic experience. I could have been doing anything else. So I want to be moved. And, you know, that's what I lean towards. That's the performance that I'd like to bring here to the Bay Area, stuff that I can do more than just write about or think about, or, you know, throw polysyllabic words at. You know, I want art that leaves me struggling days and weeks after.